Rav Shimshon Farhash has an incredible insight into Al Tivtach Bin Divin. The Pasuk says, Al Tivtach Bin Divin Vin Adam She'in Yisushua, put not your trust in noble men nor in the son of man with whom help is not. Al Tivtach carries on from the previous Pasuk, which began with Azamra Lelakai Ba'aydi. And the Moshera over here, the psalmist, says as follows, if I survive despite adverse fate, then I will attribute my survival to the help of Hashem. We are not justified in putting our trust in anyone other than Hashem. We are not to put our trust in Nedivim, for they're nothing more than humans, that even if they wish to help, simply do not have in their hands the power to do so. What is a Nediv? Nediv comes from the word Nadav, Nadava, Hitnadvut. What does that mean? Hitnadvut is volunteering or granting for one's own free will. In connection with moral character, it indicates a person who is generous and always willing to give. When used in connection with social status, it means a person who's free and independent and thus can make his own decisions. That's a nadiv. They have money, resources, independence, and they're able to choose what to do with that. This is in positive contrast to an Evyon. An Evyon is someone who's destitute and always subject to the will of others with regard to their actions and decisions. And though a Nediv has connotations of great men, princes, or nobles, and therefore when we talk about our context over here, it might well combine both connotations, just like the word noble does. And therefore the idea of this pasuk is don't trust in men, even if by virtue of their positions, they might be able to give help. And even though, because of their noble character, they honestly desire to be of assistance. That's a nadiv. For even in such a noble person is just basav adam. They're just a human being. And they don't have, in their own power, the power to give help, their own hands the power to give help, which they would like to render. Meaning they might want to, but ultimately, whether they're able to give that help depends on Hashem and His will and His desire. These ideas that we need to let sink in. And the idea of someone that has the ability to help and the desire to help. And nonetheless, the Pasuk says, don't trust in such a person. Because even though someone's got the ability and even though someone's got the desire to help, the only time they will actually successfully be able to help is if Hashem wants it. If Hashem doesn't want it, then their ability and their desire is worth nothing. It's certainly worth nothing as far as the recipient is concerned. This links very much into the Radak that says that the salvation will come only when we're really focused on Hashem and realize that no one else can help us. Then Hashem's work can work through His shlichim, He can work through human beings. It's not really about where the salvation is coming from. It's about where we're placing our trust. As Pasuk tells us so clearly, we absolutely cannot place our trust in anyone other than Hashem, even if we do have people that ultimately might be the shlichim to help us.